won the Civil War?
That's a great question.
We did.
Okay, that's wrong.
All right.
Why is that wrong?
Well, who are the two teams?
North and South.
Okay. Who won?
South.
Oh.
It's a 50-50. Come on. Is it the North? The North win?
Well,
you just missed
won?
The South. Who do you think won it? Well, okay. Then the North won.
Jesus Christ. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, you know,
Malibu Dan is with us. Stump the Monkey, Sam Simons, the bank.
I got to tell you.
And Malibu Dan's down $300?
I don't want to talk about it.
Down $300.
You got to get going here. Don't know chit chat.
Okay. Let's go.
Can I ask one?
Yes.
Malibu.
Yeah.
You have a minute to do this.
Okay.
And if you get one wrong, normally if I say name five, you have to name all five.
Okay.
And you have to do it in a minute. If you get any wrong, you're done.
Okay.
Lose 100. Name all five senses.
Mm.
Oh. Okay. Touch. Smell. Hear. Taste. See.
Yes.
Yes.
Malibu Dan.
Good job.
Oh, wait, what? He was saying yes to you in Spanish in the last one? You asked him a question?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you get that wrong then. All right. All right, Malibu Dan. Within 4 years.
Okay.
Plus or minus. Real quickly, tell us what year Paris Hilton was born.
78?
All right, you get it. 1981.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's within 4 years.
Yeah.
You get it, Malibu Dan.
Okay, here's one. What year did she lose her virginity?
I think 1985. No, I don't know. But you know what? I know that because I graduated high school in 1981. She was born the year I graduated high school.
Amazing, right?
And wild. Isn't that crazy? Wild.
And now think about what you'd like to do to her.
Malibu.
Yeah.
There are five Great Lakes.
Uh-oh.
Name three. And
he's actually pretty good at this, I think.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, name three of the five Great Lakes.
Okay. Lake Huron.
All right. Well.
Lake Ontario.
Boom. Yes.
Yeah.
Three left. Gotta get
Lake
one.
Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
You know why he knows it?
Why?
Holmes, H-O-M-E-S.
Oh really?
Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, and Superior.
I actually thought it was...
What did you think it was?
Holmes. H-U-M. I just got lucky with the last. All right, that's cool.
Oh, you're such a dope Malibu Dan.
Thank you, Tim.
All right. Malibu Dan, everybody.
Give it to me hard.
All right, let's talk to... these are all so tough here, these people.
These guys
which ones?
All of them.
All right, here we go.
Morons.
Mike in Baldwin Park, you're on the air. What's the question?
How many inches is my penis?
Oh, all right. How many inches in a yard is what he meant to say?
Now this one's got to be retired.
How many inches in a yard? No, he doesn't.
36.
Okay, now
he's
does.
Answered. Right.
No,
but that's fair. I answered it. Right. I get money.
I said no.
Okay, all right.
All right. Felice in Los Angeles. I always like this chick. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Danny Boy.
Hi, Felice. How are you?
Enjoy? Good. Okay, I've got one for you.
Yeah, okay.
What does the W stand for George W. Bush? And I'll give you a hint. It's not
no,
Walden.
All right. No hints. He should get this.
Is it Walker?
Yes. Malibu Dan, man.
What president was married to Lady Bird?
Oh, Mike. Well, I know King of the Hill. Is that Lady Bird named after the King of the Hill dog named after this guy?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But you know what? You could actually give him a Lady Bird's last name, and he still wouldn't be able to tell you the president's first and last name.
Will you do that? Can be Lady Bird's last name?
He won't be able to do it.
I don't want to take the chance.
Do it for $50.
No, I'll
see.
You
he hates
it.
Losing.
All right, Lady Bird Johnson. Who was she married to?
President Johnson?
Yeah, now what's his first name?
Gosh, man.
You were just reading about him earlier?
No, I'm thinking of Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR guy.
Oh, I would. Oh. I can see why you would be thinking of that. That's very right. Instructive.
Okay, you know what I'll do?
You were just taking a class at USC about him? And
I'll go through the alphabet. A, B, C.
Why would that help you?
D. Oh, sometimes
it's not going to help you here.
Oh, no, you're stalling.
Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald.
What is it? What's the answer? $50. Stock me 50.
What is the S in Harry? It's Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson. Oh. What does the S in Harry S. Truman stand for?
The S in Larry S. Truman? Is it what you just said? Hey, no. I was repeating
Harry
the question.
S. Truman.
It's a president.
I don't even know what
Harry
that is.
Truman.
That's a tough question.
What was the question?
Harry S. Truman. What's the S stand for?
It's the same as George W. Bush.
Nah.
No. Really? Hey, no. You can't ask. Timmy doesn't
question.
Even know.
I don't know.
What's the answer?
All right.
What is it?
Forget it. No.
What's the answer?
Skip it.
Well, we got to learn from it.
Then I got to look up the answer. Oh, we got to have Sam Simon sit at home, man. He's too annoying to play this game. What does it stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything.
It doesn't?
Is that right?
Oh, man.
Why would you ask him that, dude?
Because he hates losing.
Because they asked what the W stands for.
Dude, you're so crazy.
Okay, come on, give it to me.
All right. We got more questions here. But the simpler the questions for Malu Dan, the whole idea is that he doesn't know simple facts, not, facts that are, from 80 years ago. All right. Malu Dan, what is the abbreviation for pound?
LBS.
No,
that's not right.
It's LB.
Well, then he said LB.
No.
For pounds, it's LB.
Pounds is plural.
LB.
Wait a minute.
Sammy, I'll give him. You know what? You cheap bastard.
Like
you are the cheapest guy in the world. I'm going
to
give him $100 for that. There you go. You're a cheap bastard,
dude. If you asked how to spell it and he said ITS.
You're a cheap man, dude. I'll give him the $100 for that.
God. Well, no, you're
wrong.
Yeah.
Anderson was wrong.
No, he said it's.
So what's the abbreviation for pound? He said LBS.
No, he said what's the abbreviation for pounds? Plural.
Yeah, but that's got to be.
Well, if he
knew that.
Played back the tape.
No,
come on.
He should give that to him.
You should give that to me.
Right.
Give it to him.
Actually, Sam's not a good part of this game because the part of the game that is great is it's simple questions. We roll them off here and there, and you have all these rules about did he do this? Did he do that? Does he know this? Does he know that? Right. Come on, Sammy.
And it's a plural. It's a plural. He asked me plural pounds. Did you ask
plural?
It doesn't matter. He should get credit for that.
Oh, my God.
All right, keep on asking me another question.
What's the abbreviation?
Come on. I got to catch up.
All right, let's talk to Mark and Downey on 97.1.
All right, well, first I want to say that when you go to Taco Bell, you do have to order it with no onions.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right.
Okay, so I get 100.
Fine. Go on.
Okay. What do you get when you mix blue and yellow?
Green.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Malibu Dan. All right. Let's talk to Pat and San Pedro. You're on the air.
All right, Malibu. Yeah. You had an airplane crash in the border of California and Washington.
I've had this one, too.
All right. Sammy, please.
This is the same.
Then you know what? Then we got to eliminate the money aspect of this game.
Because it is ruining this game.
Because you're asking the same questions every week.
You argue every single answer with this guy. He's got to be perfect to get any dough out of this.
But I got to tell you, I don't know if
this game. I think was better without the money.
Okay.
I think it was.
But look, I just don't know if I know the answer to that. That's the whole thing.
Right,
I remember the question, but I don't know.
Throw it out. I've been tough.
Kale in Riverside. You're on 97.1. I hung up with that dude.
Hey, can he name 15 states?
Why don't you just ask him to name 100?
Well, see if he can name 10.
What are the two sections?
But just stop when he says something that isn't a state.
Yeah, if you can name 10 before you F up.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
That's great. For the confidence.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Before you screw up, name 10.
All right. California, Florida, New York, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Utah, Nebraska, and New Mexico.
Okay.
Did I do it?
You just barely got it.
You can see the smoke coming out of my ears.
I was watching you jump around the country. You went California, Florida, and New York. and then you're right back to Arizona, and then you saw, well, wait a minute, I know Nevada, Washington, Oregon, I know these western states, and then, Nebraska, I wouldn't have mentioned, and then New Mexico. Jesus.
You know what, I did, oh, I don't want to give my trick up.
All right,
give this back
Malvin, and name, no, it's yours.
I can't.
Name two assassinated presidents. Two presidents that have been assassinated.
Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln.
Which Roosevelt was assassinated? Oh. That is wrong, sir.
What? Which one's wrong? Roosevelt was wrong or Lincoln was wrong?
Lincoln was right.
Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt.
Was he assassinated?
No. Wasn't he shot in the head? on the lawn? On that on the grassy knoll?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it wasn't on the grassy knoll.
It was by it. He was cruising.
And it wasn't Roosevelt. Who do you think that was who was shot in Dallas?
Is this for $100?
Nah, dude. You should know this, though.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
All right. I just had to think it out a bit.
All right. Where was Robert Kennedy killed? His brother.
That's a good question.
Where was Bobby Kennedy killed?
Huh. But wait, was he assassinated?
Yes.
Wait. I have a new question. What's the difference between killed and assassinated?
Well, I just didn't know.
Well,
you could
have been killed in a car crash, I guess.
Or choked. You could choke. You could have said he died at the palms.
Okay. He was assassinated.
Right?
All right. He was assassinated.
He was assassinated, and he was assassinated at the White House. Is that wrong?
Somebody on tour just knocked him off?
Look, there's nuts.
So he took a tour of the White House and just went to the Oval Office?
So what's the answer to that?
Well, first of all, nobody's ever been assassinated in the White House.
I know. We're proud of that. Thank God.
It is a little place I like to call Los Angeles.
Oh, wait. At a hotel close
to here.
We're
actually right here.
Yeah.
Well, we're at 3580. We're one block away from it.
Okay, that's fun.
Do you know the name of the person that assassinated Robert Kennedy?
He didn't even know the city.
I know, but you might know.
You know what? I do have a. It's not. Is it?
I will accept either the first or the last name.
Wow,
Oswald.
Okay.
Is that wrong? All right.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, look, it's the first name that popped in my mind. You know, there's not an assassination. Don't happen.
Who was it?
Sirhan.
All right, but
I said I would accept the first or last name because it's the same.
His name was named four times? Sirhan and then Sirhan? What's that guy's first name?
I guess it was really an unfair question.
I guess so. Yeah. All right, Malibu Dan, when does Thanksgiving fall every year? On what day?
Oh, that's a great question,
There's like a formula for it.
Well, that's 1 in 7.
Well, yeah,
I'm not talking about Thursday. I'm talking about when does it fall. I mean, there's a formula to figure out when Thanksgiving is every year.
Last Thursday of the month.
That's wrong.
The first Thursday of the month?
It's the fourth Thursday of the month.
But no, wait a minute. There's four Thursdays in a month. That would be your last Thursday.
It could be five Thursdays
Sometimes there are five Thursdays.
Please, my ass. Name a month with five Thursdays.
You want me to show you a month with five Thursdays?
Prove something to me.
You want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet. My luck's not...
Isn't there 31 days in some months?
Yeah, almost every other month.
So if a month began on a Thursday, wouldn't it then end on like a Saturday?
Irrelevant.
And have five Thursdays
What's the chance of that happening? 1 in 7? Is that what it is? Come on, I'm down. What? Am I down? I need to pick up a little. Can we have a lightning round or something going on here?
All right, you know what I mean. This is how crazy you are, dude. I looked at the calendar to see when the next month is. That's five Thursdays. Right. It's this month.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right, I might as well join reality.
It has the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, the 24th, and the 4th, and the 31st. There are five Thursdays in this month.
You're stupid.
So when do I get paid? I mean, do I still get paid on the 1st and the 15th?
How many months have 28 days?
One.
No.
Oh! Hey, wait a minute. The judge even rang it. You got to give me that because the judge even rang it. That's only fair. Come on. I'm down. How much am I down?
What do you mean? What's your answer for that?
All of them. They all have 28 days.
All right. How much is he down?
Well, he's down $300.
$300.
Come on. Because I'm giving him the February.
The LBS?
No. That's wrong. I don't see how you asked the guy to spell something, and he spelled it with an extra F.
Look, how much more time do we have? Because I need to leave here with some money.
All right. How about a $300 question? How about a $400 question?
Oh, now, see, why are you doing that to
me? Yeah, but you can come up with the question.
Okay, fair.
What?
You can come up with
the
question.
How much time do we have?
$400.
For a $400 question?
Yeah,
but
so
you
he can go home with $100.
Okay.
You can ask him a difficult question. Let's see if he knows a $400 question. The guy can go home with $100 in his pocket.
Out of the 10,000 he's got it. He's got it in there.
I don't know. It don't make me do
okay,
that.
Okay, no, how much time we got, Timmy?
How about
a minute?
How about what number was Wilt Chamberlain?
Huh.
For $400.
I'll do that.
You would?
Yeah.
34.
Oh,
was it close?
No.
What number was he?
13.
It was three.
Your unlucky number,
Hey, are we done? Or
I haven't had a question in a long time. I've been backing off.
Hey, Robert, I'm sorry. Joe in Los Angeles, you were the first caller here. We're going to give you Vantage Point on DVD. Dennis Quaid, Matthew Fox, and Forrest Whitaker star in the mind-bending political thriller Vantage Point.
I saw that.
And Sam Simon loved it. Now available on DVD, Blu-ray, high definition. Do you have Blu-ray?
No, I'm going to.
Why don't you have Blu-ray yet?
Because I don't have a house.
No. Right. Get a house and then get Blu-ray.
Yeah, that's my
plan.
All
right. Sean in Riverside, you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Stray Cats at the Orange County Fair's Pacific Amphitheater on July 22nd.
The Stray Cats?
Yeah, they're back, man. I like the Stray Cat strut.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah. Is this from 2008? No. All right. Yeah, July 22nd. Get out to the OC Fair until August 3rd. OCFair.com has your tickets. I love this group. Stray Cats. It's Tim Conway Jr. live on 97.1 Free FM. Saturday night. I had my hair piled tight and the baby just looks so right. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Simon is with us. Before we get to John and Jeff, what's that big charity you're running out there?
Oh, we got the Sam Simon Foundation. And if your dog needs, first of all, if you should get your dog spayed and neutered. We will do that for free if you show low income. But also, any operation your dog needs, if it's got
worms,
if it's got worms. We'll help you out. But if it's got
heart transplants yet?
Cherry eye, we won't do experimental things like a heart transplant. But sometimes I wonder whether you have a heart because you're so mean about the foundation.
I love that foundation.
Go on. Okay. But anyway,
Sam Simon Foundation at
samsimonfoundation.org. Thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Sammy, man. All right, John and Jeff are back. Nice to see you, fellas, back in the studio.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's going on in the big show tonight, man?
Well, we're back from vacation, so we're going to kind of ease into it tonight. But we're going to be talking about this politically correct atmosphere that we're living in where in Atlanta, they had the men at work signs out. Now they have to change them to workers at work or something along those lines.
Oh, Bubbo. Yeah, a friend of mine works in Pennsylvania, and they can't use terms like room with a view anymore when they sell a house. They can't use master bedroom because of the slave connotation, and they can't use walk-in closet for people who are in wheelchairs.
Or handicapped.
Right? Yeah. Right. So it's a fun world we're living in. I'm glad I'm 45 and not 4 right now. I'd hate to live through another 90 years of this. All right, John and Jeff are up immediately here. I'll be back tomorrow right after the Tom Likas show. And I believe Sam Phillips is joining us tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah, Sammy. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. On the internet, www. What does that stand for?
World Wide Web.
No, not a little bit bad. Good show.
Thanks.
All right.
Is there Burroughs?
They
got Burroughs over there.
Are you high?
There's five Burroughs.
Are you high?